Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thanksgiving special. Joining me today in the studio is Brian Malkowitz. And we have a guest, Miranda Sanchez.
Hi.
Miranda, you actually play Destiny. You're a lapsed player and you've been back for Shadowkeep.
Yes, I'm like one of the secret players. People are like, oh, you play Destiny? I'm like, yes.
It was a shock to me.
I'm a baby when it comes to Destiny. Like, I apologize in advance. Like, I'm not... As Destin said, very lapsed player. Like, I played when Destiny 2 came out, but I skipped Destiny 1.
Yeah, so...
Weird reasons, but don't worry about it.
A lot of people have been asking, actually, for your perspective in the comments. Yeah. Well, not yours specifically, but a lapsed player, somebody that maybe didn't play Destiny 1, to sort of hear what their perception was of Shadowkeep, of Destiny 2 in its current state, and how it's evolved. So I'm really happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
The time.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, we're going to talk about some news. Bungie released their TWAB. It is the middle of the week. We're releasing this episode early. And they said they're doing a Season of Dawn reveal stream next week, Tuesday, December 4th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So we're going to be checking that out. Mm-hmm. There's not really any hints. There's maybe like some sort of Vexy thing in the background.
But yeah, that was like the only hint that we had of it. So
yeah, but largely no other hints, but we're going to hear a lot more next week, Tuesday. So be sure to check out next week's episode to get all of our reactions. There's a glitch that I've been seeing all over the internet that is hilarious. You can duplicate your finisher and you can punch raid bosses off of the map and they just go flying. And that's hilarious. If you want to Google that, I want to try that this week. And then what else do we have?
I'm surprised they didn't actually like disable finishers for that reason.
I don't think they can. It's like a
It's too.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah. They also said at the end of the TWAB, they said it's a bit of a light week, but we'll be back in just over a week with the reveal of Season of Dawn. We'll also have a patch note preview for Destiny 2 update 2.7.0, bringing a few quality of life changes to the fold. I'm looking at you, Escalation Protocol Armor.
After everyone's done all the grinding for them.
What? How do you think they could improve the armor?
I don't think they're going to improve the armor. I think they're going to remove the lockout, because you can only get I think you can only get one per character per week.
Yeah,
and people are frustrated by that because
it's a long time.
It's just not that it's just a long time. It's like all the Escalation Protocol armor was made useless when Armor 2.0 came out,
right?
And
people
want their Escalation Protocol armor and they can't get it because they're locked out each week with a certain amount that they can get. And then if they get duplicates the next week, then it just sucks even more. So
yeah,
the standard Destiny story. Yeah.
Maybe they could also look at anarchy drop rates. In Scourge of the Past. I've been chasing this one exotic. I've cleared a raid 31 times. What am I at, 31?
Oh my gosh.
And I have not gotten the exotic that only drops from this raid. It's called Anarchy, and I fix it, please.
Dang.
So really, really light news week. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we have Miranda here, so we can capitalize upon her time and ask her some interesting questions about being a lapsed player and coming back. So why don't you tell us your take on Shadowkeep? What was it like coming back into this new world?
It was very confusing. So I played, like, at first at launch, and then I played a little bit of Curse of Osiris. Like, I played through the campaign of that, and I was like, who's Osiris? I didn't play Destiny 1. Mm-hmm. And then I just, like, bugged my friends who knew it and just kind of filled me in on a little bit of the lore. And then I stopped playing. And so it's been a very, very long time. And so I heard about, like, the big changes that they were making and just, like, how cool and, like, how much stuff that was coming back. And my friends were like, you know what? I think I'm going to get back into it. And everyone just, like... Yeah, we're going to get back into it just because having cross saves and stuff just makes such a huge difference.
Removes those barriers.
Yeah. So I was just like, sure, I'll get into this. Like, this sounds like a fun thing to get back into. Do I have the time for it? No. Am I going to do it anyway?
Does anybody have time for it? No. But we all make it.
Yeah. So I was very confused by like Armor 2.0. Like, there's still stuff that I'm not really clear on. Like, mm-hmm. some of the Forge stuff I mostly understand. But like, I just, there's a lot of things that I just don't even bother touching, I guess. It's like, okay, I'm still trying to do Season of My Line Dying stuff right now. Like, mm-hmm. I want to focus on that before I even bother backtracking and going back to old raids and going back to old like missions and old exotics. Like, those are all put to the table, but that's really exciting for me because I have so much stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gambit, I didn't know what Gambit was.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. So you're playing it for the first time.
Yeah,
that's right. Because like you cut out because Force that was Forsaken. And, like,
yeah,
yeah. You
said,
I didn't do
you said
anything.
Curse of Osiris. Was
yeah,
you cut out?
Yeah. Wow. So I didn't do Forsaken. So like, there's so much or stuff that I'm missing. Or Warmind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like there's a ton that I'm missing here, and so there's a lot for me to learn from and like just kind of be excited about, but also be a little bitter. And we'll talk about PvP later because I don't like it at all. I hate it.
Well, did you play? Did you jump into Momentum Control at all?
I did.
Did you like that? No, really.
So,
especially because like you're a big Halo fan, right?
Yes.
So it's like it's very SWAT-esque in that
yes.
sense. So,
but Destiny PvP has no balance. They cannot feasibly balance for exotics. They cannot feasibly balance for these crazy weapons that people have been grinding for. And then you have someone like me who comes in. And it's like, okay, well, I have this raid weapon that I really like. I'm just going to bring this with me because this is all I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not going to really do that much against somebody else who has like a way better weapon that just has perks that will like automatically give them the advantage, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. It doesn't matter. People are like, oh, well, you're just not skilled enough. It's like, that's not the case here. It's that this weapon inherently gives them an advantage and you can't tune for that because this is a PvE game more so. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
And they do some stuff with PvP that I like. And Momentum Control is definitely better the most things, but it's still just really frustrating. Even like when me and Mike were like wrecking, I think we went on like a 17 win streak
in PvP,
in Iron Banner,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome. But it also felt bad because it's like this shouldn't be the way because like one of our guys has one weapon that's just doing really
just
well,
dominating.
Or because like we're so I mean, coordination's always going to win a little bit more, right?
Yeah,
but even then, it just you could just see the balance difference with people.
If you're playing with a stacked team, it is supposed to queue you against other stack teams. I wonder if that's still happening.
Yeah, like, I'm not too sure.
Maybe you got a bunch of solos or something, or just bad squads.
Yeah, 6 hours.
Yeah,
guys.
17 in a row. That is quite the run.
Yeah.
And
also, just you know, a humble brag, but whatever.
Yeah,
just throw that in there.
Well, but like seriously, when you're playing with people that you know, and like you guys have like run raids together or something, mm-hmm. then it's just like way easier to dominate, just because you already have like a flow and like,
yeah, you know,
your
communications like on
yeah,
point,
your guardians
so.
Kind of roles split up in a good way. But that's not necessarily the problem there. It was more of just how the balance fell off a lot of times, and I don't think they can fix that because of how Destiny is. Like, there's no way they can balance for all the weapons that exist, and that's why I personally don't like it, because it's very frustrating. I think whenever I go into PvP, I just have to say, okay, I don't care. I cannot care.
Yeah.
I'm just going in here to do a quest, which also sucks because like people that are there just to do like dumb quest stuff, they're not going to help you win.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there to get what they need.
That's a larger problem in Destiny,
yeah,
is the competing with your teammates, not just in PvP,
yes,
but in PvE as well, like competing for kills, especially like with the Undying title that you're grinding right now as well. It's like when you're in Vex Offensive, you're going against your teammates,
yeah,
yes,
to get those kills.
Like, I hope they fail because I'm in this area where I'm getting a lot of kills, and we've talked about the structure of the Undying title and how it's really poor because it's tied to Vex Offensive too much.
Yep.
Like, you have to get kills with 6 specific weapons, I believe. It's either 4
or
6.
Yeah, hand cannon.
Yeah.
No, it's 6.
Six,
yeah,
six
it's
weapons.
6 specific weapon types.
Yeah.
And you have to do it in this one mode. You can't do it on the moon.
Right.
It's really annoying. So you're actually grinding for some of the pinnacle gear.
Yeah.
You're going for Randy's right now.
Yeah.
And what has that experience been like?
So annoying. I'm just like, which metals count for this? Like, it feels like it's going so slow. Like, it's just a percentage.
You know,
like,
about the cold fusion glitch one? That's not really a glitch,
no.
But it's like if you get... If you, it was much better to do it while in like Momentum Control was active.
I know,
one, because
I'm so
scout,
sad I missed
because
it.
Scout rifles, you know, one tapped, and that would fill it up. But
yeah.
Cold Fusion is a medal that you get if you get 2 people in one magazine with a fusion rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That counts as a medal, and that counts for like I think 1 or 2% And that makes the progress go way faster than any other metal in the game.
Okay. You can do it during Iron Banner, so too.
You can definitely do it during Iron Banner.
Right. So. I think that the problem, too, there is that I've been, with Randy's, just focusing on the scout rifle stuff. So I kind of had to take a little break from Destiny just because of other work obligations. Sure. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, I need to put this down for a second so I can play Pokemon and like catch up on some Game of the Year stuff really quickly. Mm-hmm. So I've been out for like a week and a half, and it feels bad. But...
No, you're right.
It feels bad.
Most players are lapsed right now. One thing real quick to shout out Bungie and Destiny. It was the number one free-to-play game on Steam in October and also the number one paid game in October. So
how do you manage
that?
Had some
great sales.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible to beat out every other game on Steam for the entire month of October.
Yeah.
Props to them in both categories too.
I mean, like, it's not only me, it's like definitely a lot of my other friends who've been kind of getting back into it too. And like once you do get back into it, like I said, it does feel bad to like put it down. I had a new guy actually I met. I have a good raid story to tell you guys in a second.
Yeah.
But he was like, "Is you guys anyone around for a raid?" I'm like, "I wish." That would be fun. I don't remember where I was going with this now. There's so
You're
many things.
You're playing a raid. You met somebody new. So did you end up running?
She wants to tell a story next.
Randy's.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just been like hard grinding for that. I think for the title as well, I didn't understand that it was twofold. Like I saw that main list with all the, what's it called? Like there's like the initial things, but it's like also complete these challenges. And I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. And then, and I haven't done a title before, so I don't know like the structure and like the menus. They're really heavy. It took me a while to get comfortable with them, but I didn't see that there was like another essentially menu I had to go to know what else I needed to complete to get the title. And then
there's also a lot more because there's one of those missions for Gambit, which is, I think it's called Keep on or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And one for Strikes and one for PvP. And you got to complete a whole ridiculous slew of objectives to get this title, not just each one, but each one of those activities also has a pinnacle weapon, or sorry, ritual weapon is what they call them now, and that it just takes a very long time to do it. So
I didn't.
I say good luck to you. With the 13 days you have left in this season,
I gave up on Randy's. I was like, oh, I don't need it. It's too much work. And then one of my friends was like, Randy, I have some bad news for you. I was like, what? And he's like, oh, you're working with the Tyler. I was like, yeah, it's going really well. I'm like working really hard on Vex Offensive. It's nice. Just put on a podcast. It's good times. And he's like, you need to finish Randy's. And I was like, what? He's like, you didn't see this other thing. And I was like, no. And so I don't know if, excuse me for the high pitched voice, but I was like, I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to get it in time just because of like, I'm not going anywhere for the holidays, but also there's like a huge Dota update. I'm like a big Dota player. And so like, there's a lot competing for my time right now. And like, just some of the stuff is not fun to grind for. It's, like, just too much. It's a little too unclear. And it's, like, I really want to get this, but... And I've done a lot to get there. Like, I've worked so hard at this point, and it feels bad, like, giving up. So I'm going to try my best to get as far as I can, but...
It's hard because you're not even getting enjoyment about doing the grind. And when you get the title, people... Like, if I see somebody with the Undying title, I'll be like, oh, man, you got that?
Sorry.
I feel bad for them more than anything. Oh, you did... all the grinding and Vex Offensive, whatever. It sounds like the biggest challenges you have are things that simply aren't conveyed in the game well.
Yeah. I usually have to ask somebody about it.
Yeah.
Or like someone will tell me a thing and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that. It doesn't really help you get into this game very well, or like at least through those changes.
Totally.
It didn't say, oh, you haven't been back in forever. Let's give you this video, or let's tell you like these are the updates, which to be fair, like I'm sure that would be very hard for them to implement.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It relies completely on community.
Yeah, I was very lucky to have friends who essentially got me back into it, and someone who had been playing like maybe a few weeks ahead of me who said, let's all get back into this. I'm going to like work on it. And then he was able to like show us all the new stuff and kind of get us like reintegrated.
So let me ask you this. What has been your favorite part after lapsing? Because Osiris was like the worst piece of content, basically.
It sucks that you went out on that note because Warmind was pretty good. It brought a lot of brought some favor back in with the community. And then
they were getting back on the right track.
Yeah, and then Forsaken came out and they blew it out of the water with that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it sucks that you had to go out on Curse of Osiris when everybody was just like not having it.
Did you get to play any Forsaken stuff? And then what was your favorite thing now that you've come back? What's the most fun that you've had playing?
So I've mostly just focused on Shadowkeep stuff. Like I haven't gone back to a lot of the other updates. Yeah, I just kind of stayed in this area and I like it a lot. I like how spooky it is.
Does she know about Cade?
Yeah,
of course. Okay.
Everybody knows about Cade.
It's all over our website. Yeah. Of course we know about Cade.
Poor guy.
It's sad. He was he's one of the best characters. And I think the Drifter's the best character. I don't really like Destiny's characters that much. I think they're
anti-heroes are great.
Boring. It's like you're the kind of wizard character and you're wise. Or you're the leader of our elite warriors and you're very flat. But you do your job well.
Yeah.
And like that's like just as archetypal.
And that's where Cade came in and brought that dynamic.
Yeah, and he was different and he was like fun. And it's like, why would you?
We better kill him.
What are you doing?
I still think that had to do a lot with like their scheduling conflicts that they had with Nathan Fillion around that time of Forsaken. And that's why like Nolan North did the VO for him in Forsaken leading up to his death. But. Mm.
Who knows?
So Cade 7 soon.
Your favorite thing. What's been your favorite thing?
Raids.
Okay, let's talk about the raid. You did the raid. You were asking around the office. And what platform are you playing on?
So I'm playing on PS4 for now. Yeah. We're moving over to PC soon.
Cool.
One of our guys is going on PC, and then we can always be on PC.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so raids. I remember when I did Leviathan, I was like, this is what a Destiny raid like? Excuse me? And like, I just like lost my mind of how cool it was. And like, you know, we just spent like so much time just trying to play together and like, figure things out and like trying to be polite when we notice somebody has like a weakness in a thing. It's like, okay, how do we shift you politely into a different role? Because you're holding us back.
Sure.
Which is such a hard thing to say.
It is. But sometimes you got to take that feedback to heart and be like, all right, you're right.
It's not your fault. I mean, it is. But also, it's okay because you can do something different.
But at the same time,
those jobs are bad. I play Warlock.
In your defense, though, is that like if they don't let you fail in the role, you'll never succeed in it. So it's like sometimes they gotta give some room for failure, so that way you can get a hold of the mechanics. But
yeah,
that's
you did the raid.
Yeah, so I was grinding super hard to get raid ready before the raid was released.
Yeah,
we got raid ready, but it was only like three of us who were raid ready.
So
like,
oh no.
Maybe we go next week and then we'll be extra raid ready. Mm. And then we needed one more person. Like, we just couldn't, like, our other guy that we're kind of leaning on to get in, like, he just has kids and just didn't get around to it. So I was like, dang it.
Human responsibility.
What do we get? Yeah. And so because we couldn't find anybody, I was like, okay, I'll just reach out to the community. So I just, like, used Twitter. I was like, hey, guys, we need someone who has not completed the raid. He will not spoil it for us. Mm-hmm. Who is willing to join this crew, like, please make sure you're available all day.
Like, and Fran was like, I have all the time in the world.
Fran didn't respond. So first guy who responded, his name's Tavo. And he has been excellent. Cool. And he was just like such a champion and like helping us out. And he would give us little hints if we asked for them. But otherwise, he just kind of let us take the lead, let us assign him roles and let us figure it out. And it was just the best. And, like, I could have not gotten luckier to have somebody who's like so kind. And like, we still hang out. We still play Destiny together.
Cool.
And so we did not finish it. We got to...
You got to the final encounter.
We got to the final encounter, and we couldn't figure it out. Like, we had spent, like, the full day and then part of the next day, and then that's kind of when we're able to get together a little bit Monday, but then that's when, you know, like, schedules start breaking apart. Like, we got to go to work. Someone has something else going on. And so we just didn't get to finish it, and that felt so bad because we put so much time into figuring out these puzzles, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever finish it?
Yes.
Okay.
I have finished 30.
Don't worry, you're not there alone. I mean, we did the raid together too, and we did not finish it the first
time. Yeah, and so like the second weekend we try, did not have time to finish it because someone had a family emergency. And that was like another just like gut punch. Also in this time, during our first attempt, one of our other guys had to just drop out because I guess he was up some crazy hour. Like, he was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And he was, I'm sorry, but he was kind of holding us back. I don't think he listens to the show, and if he does,
well,
he
was know.
Well. He was
sorry,
really
Mitchell.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, he was really great, and so I think you could tell that he was struggling, and not just because he was like not taking directions. It's like, he was just like exhausted. I was like, dude, like go rest. Yeah. So then we ended up wanting to keep playing, of course. And so then I reached out again, and then we got another guy who's actually in the area.
Cool.
And he's like a fan of IGN and stuff. Oh, nice. They both are, but
yeah.
And so we call him Pharaoh because his name's also Jason. We already had a Jason. So Tavlo and Pharaoh joined our crew, and they were just the best. And it's like we had a great crew. We rolled again, and then we didn't have time. And then I think it was like our third attempt. We finished.
Nice.
But it got easier every time. That's kind of what I like about the raid. It's like you figure it out, right? Like
yeah.
The first time's the hardest time. I always go in blind. I don't want spoilers. Like, that's so cool. They're so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. And you figure out like how you want to collaborate as a team. And yeah, it's a really cool experience.
And there's like so many like great moments when you turn a corner, like, wow, this place is so neat.
The garden moment right before the final encounter. Yeah. I think for me, that was incredibly cool. What was that one of yours too?
Yeah, that was one of them for sure. Just like seeing the scope of things is so neat too.
Mm-hmm. That means you haven't done the Last Wish raid either. That was Forsaken.
I have not.
You should do that. You should do that one blind.
I've heard good things, really.
You should try it blind.
I don't know. Oh. I've heard that there's some room somewhere that's really challenging.
Yeah. It's the final encounter.
The
final real encounter. The final thing you shoot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I've just heard a little bit about that, right?
If you do that one blind,
okay.
Please tell me. Because I want to hear your take on what that was like.
Okay.
Because you weren't on my team.
I was not on the team that did it blind.
I did that in the first week when there were no guides or anything. Because I basically did the guide for IGN on how to beat that raid.
Yeah.
And the encounter I'm thinking of, doing it properly, I don't even remember how to do it properly because it's so complex.
Oh, yeah, because of the cheese at the end there.
I think that's what I heard about. Like, I haven't looked it up, but I was talking with another friend who was not a Labs player. He's been playing this whole time by himself, and he's like the only one in the clan still going. I'm like, I'm sorry, Jason. But he was kind of mentioning it because I went to, what's the place that they have for it?
LFG?
No. The For Forsaken. What's the place called?
Oh, the Dreaming City.
Dreaming City.
Oh.
Yeah. I had never gone in there until like really recently just because I didn't have a reason to go.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I actually first time went when I was doing, what's it called? I am forgetting everything. There's so many names.
So many
you're doing names, an activity, y'all.
It took you into Dreaming City.
Yeah. So it took me there. And then I hadn't explored it all. And so I was exploring it with a friend and he was just kind of telling me about the activities there in the raid.
Yeah.
Pretty.
So, yeah. I was it was so cool. I want to get the cat title. Or the cat title, but the treats, right? Emblem.
The cat emblem, yeah.
Yeah, oh, the cat. I've been feeding the bunnies treats. I love the moon. I live on the moon.
The moon is fantastic.
Yeah.
I do like the moon location a lot. I like the spookiness. You brought up that you were playing during the, what's the Halloween
Festival
event?
Of Lost.
Festival
that's
of Lost.
That's what I was thinking about earlier. Yes, that's what took me to the Dreaming City.
Did you get your cat ghost?
Yes, I did. I spent a lot of money because I love Halloween and I am weak for good cosmetics. So I used all my bright dust on the skeleton armor and then I got the bat, I got the cat, and I got the broom.
Nice.
The broom was really like the only thing I wanted.
I got the broom too.
That was the only thing I wanted. I did pay for it too. I was like, I just even though I think the next week they sold it. Or the week after that.
I have bright dust,
but
I have 40,000 bright dust. So they had the quiver today for the hunter. So
But that's going to go away very fast though, because like the bright dust.
I know it
sucks.
If you're not doing your bounties, then it will. But I mean, if you are
doing
bright
dust a bounty, and
it's 10 a bounty.
It's very low. I don't know if it's actually 10, but it's very low.
Mm.
Okay. So we talked about the raid. We talked about PvP.
Festival of Lost.
And Festival of Lost. Yeah. What did you think?
It was so cute. It was so pretty.
You did the toothbrushing quest.
Yes, I did.
Brush your teeth.
It was so nice.
I didn't do any of that.
I liked it just because I haven't been to a lot of these planets in a long time or just locations. Mm-hmm. Some I've been to recently because I needed to, but this one took me to everything. And it was just like a nice whirlwind tour of visiting every vendor.
Oh, I forgot
like
that it does that. It takes you on that.
Yeah, like exploring each location again and just doing these like fun little quests by myself. Mm-hmm. And it was just nice. I was just like chatting with friends and doing it. I was like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. Just kidding. This is taking way longer than I thought. And it was just kind of cool to get through that and to kind of see what each of the vendors likes, because you're giving them essentially, you're trading off an item for another one until you get to the toothbrush. And it's kind of cute to see. It's like, you like this kind of candy. It's like, of course you would like this kind of candy.
But even at the end of the quest, you actually really don't get any of the candy, because if you get the candy and then you give it to somebody else, then they give you different candy, then you give that to somebody else, all the way up into a toothbrush.
Yeah.
And you don't get any candy.
And you just brush your teeth.
Unless you're not counting all the actual candy you're getting from shooting enemies. But
Eris is so fun. Wasn't there a floss quest, like flossing too? No, because you got to floss if you brush your teeth, kids out there. Anyway,
that's not a dance. That's a real thing.
Yeah. The last one I had is just you played Shadowkeep. You probably played through the campaign. What was your overall take on the story that was delivered? Did you enjoy it? Was it weird because you don't know? Like, what was it like for you?
I liked it a lot. Like, I thought it was spooky in like a very good way. Like, it's not just like that creepiness.
Yeah.
I liked that I had to like use my flashlight so much, and there's so much of just like surprising events and like just those big scenic moments that Destiny does really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like that I felt like, I think this is a common thing too, because I edited a review. Mm-hmm. You don't know when it ends. Like, it just kind of stops.
Just over. You're talking about the campaign of...
Yes, the campaign specifically.
I think everybody was mostly on the same board on that.
I was playing with a friend, and I was like, okay, so do we just finish these essences, and then we get the next thing? And so we did it. We're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of this game? And then so he looked it up, and I was like, oh, the rest is later. But there's nothing that tells you that. There's no indication that, like, oh, we're stopping for now. We'll continue later. It's like, no. It just stops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's so jarring. And that was so frustrating.
I probably went to the menu like for like 5 minutes trying to figure out. I was like, where's the next quest at?
What
am I doing?
Yeah. And I thought.
I remember finishing it and same reaction. I was like, what? Yeah. Really?
I mean, I like it. Definitely. It's like, just can you give me the rest, please?
Mm-hmm. It feels like after that first week, they tried to release things regularly. I feel like I haven't had anything to do for about a month. There's things to do, but I don't think it's really engaging the core that they were hoping, the way they were hoping to. I gave up on hitting max power. I'm borderline ready to give up on going for the Undying title.
Nope, got mine yesterday.
It's so grindy. Like, how did you do it? How did you turn your brain off and just shoot stuff with an AR that long?
I don't know, man. Like, I just, at some point I was grinding mindlessly for it, to the point where I got like very, very bored with doing it. And then I realized how long I had been that bored doing it. I was like, I was like, now it would just be a complete waste of time if I didn't continue doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, all right, I have to commit now. Otherwise, all that progress I made was legitimately for nothing. So then I just shut my brain off again and just continued the grind.
The messed up thing is they have the dual weapon categories where it's like get kills with fusions, get kills with ARs, get kills with hand cannons, get kills with bows. But then all of those also have another card where if you complete the sub card, the main card still isn't done. So you have to keep going a little while longer with those particular. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's the worst design grind that I've experienced in Destiny.
One thing that I felt has been kind of nice, though, is how they've structured their season pass.
Okay.
Because I had mine. So this is like a weird like one-off thing, just like looking at it on my companion app.
Oh, on the app, yeah.
It's been really good progression as far as level or experience goes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with a lot of season passes, it's a very, very, very slow grind to get any levels and then like, get those rewards.
Yeah.
But this one felt like it was very fair. Especially
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Because it goes by very fast.
Yeah.
A level goes by because
many things are grindy and you are just like constantly earning things, like it's a nice extra reward for like, thank you for playing for this season. Like, here's all your stuff. Like, I'm almost done with mine.
What are you at? Probably in the 90s, 80s?
Not quite. Since I had to stop, I'm at...
Going through her levels.
80.
Right now. 80? Yeah.
Yeah, at 80.
I mean, if you would have to grind or play pretty regularly for like a week and you would probably have...
That's easily attainable before the season ends to get
to 100. Like, not even like, because I am lapsed, I have so many things that give me experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy in that at least.
My Steam hours are pretty insane. It's at like 250 hours just since it launched on Steam. So that's pretty significant. What are you at, Brian?
Like 250 something too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's still a lot actually for the... for it since it's launched on Steam.
So, like I said earlier, a little bit shorter week. It was great. It's great to have Miranda here. It was great. It's not over yet. It's great to have Miranda here to sort of
the rest of the show. Like, sorry.
So last week I did ask people to give their take also on the overall Shadowkeep campaign, and it's a little homework assignment that we do every week. If you have an idea for something that you would like to see commenters discuss, let them know. Otherwise, I'm not going to give them homework. It's Thanksgiving weekend. They don't want to do homework.
I do have ideas, but I don't want to give people homework over a fun break.
Okay, you can tell me
the break
next episode.
The break isn't until... Most people don't go to break until on Thursday, and this comes out on Tuesday, unless you're putting this episode out on Wednesday.
No, it's going out
already.
Going out today.
Yeah, I know.
Or tomorrow. I don't know. Anyway, So here, so a lot of people were pretty down on Season of the Undying specifically. Mikkelsen, Dr. Mikkelsen said Season of the Undying was overall a disappointment. The weapons and armor are just waiting to be sharded. And why exactly were we building a gate at the tower to summon the boss into the Black Garden? There's already a gate. It's like they just threw it in because Shadowkeep is thin. Another person said, not exciting, average content, unrewarding. And another person said, underwhelming. So
did you just forget their names?
I forgot to put their names in. Well, the point is, I read through so many negative pieces of reception. I wanted to find something to balance it out. So here's one more negative one from Bro20G, who wrote a lengthy response. Season of Undying was a disappointment. The final assault was horrendous.
I still haven't played it, by the way.
The final assault?
I haven't had time to since I put it out. I know.
Can I ruin it for you?
There's nothing to ruin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The boss changes. It's a different boss.
That's it.
The whole
encounter. There's not like another area or something.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Why?
It just changes. Oh, you didn't play Destiny 1.
Why right? is an excellent question.
So you didn't play Destiny 1, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's a boss from Destiny 1. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We knew that it was going to be a boss from Destiny 1, but we were just hoping.
It's the Hydra. It's those guys with the spinning shields, and he looks like all the other Hydras.
Yeah. They're fine.
But yeah, it's just that. That's all it was. That.
Sorry to ruin it for you. Fine. It's definitely my fault it was ruined.
I'm kind of glad we did, though, because I would hate to go in expecting something awesome, cool, and new, and then go...
I thought it was going
to
be like another room or something. No.
Brian, we totally could have trolled her.
No.
There's a whole other room, Miranda. And
hey, guys, it opens, unlock
it opens
room.
Up a brand new raid.
There's a 30-minute cutscene where they go through the development of the tower. No, just kidding.
That's what I'm still waiting for is a cutscene to end the season.
So, okay, we've talked about the disappointing stuff. I really think that's going to happen. I think next season the story of Shadowkeep is going to continue. And I think that's going to continue.
I mean, it has to.
Yeah, and I think it's going to continue throughout the rest of these seasons. Because if you bought the $60 version, you've paid for the next 4 seasons of Destiny.
That's me.
So you're good for like a year.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens now. And I almost think that they're going to find a way to monetize further. I don't know what that's going to be, though. Because, like, $60 for a year?
It's the events and year-round Eververse.
People stuff. Like me who buy all the Halloween
stuff. Yeah, she bought all the Halloween stuff. She's part of the problem. Not really a problem. Just kidding.
I also bought an ornament for our raid group. I wanted it to look nice.
You gave everybody the ornament?
No.
Like everybody has the ornament?
No, I bought it when we went in for our raid group. Like when we were getting together, I was like, I need to look nice. My armor is bad. And so then I bought like a $10 ornament or something.
So
sorry.
No,
everybody.
Just real quick finishing the comments from the community. When I saw that the portal was changing each week, I actually expected a quest at the start of Final Assault. Yeah, I think most people did. I was expecting to go to Ikora and then a quest would happen and you'd have to go back to the On Garden. Pardon?
You were doing an accent. It was funny. Continue.
He wrote a few words a little off. Couple of smaller encounters for facing the boss, right? And no, it's just you go in there and then do it.
Yep.
Or maybe you would get a new weapon. He didn't like that very much. Biggie DX said, the season was all right overall. I try to make sure I put into perspective the fact that Bungie's on their own now and can't rely on High Moon Studios and Vicarious Visions for content support. With that said, I think Bungie needs to be more decisive in how they build diversity they're willing to give us. Well, I think the goal of Armor 2.0 and the artifact mods offering new build opportunities... Exotics being unable to equip artifact mods dampened my build and play experience. It would also have been nice to see more weapon types and were able to equip champion mods, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that Shadowkeep out of the way. Bungie can do more to improve the quality of life systems of existing content while also bringing in some new content additions along the way. Let me get your take on that. How do you feel about the mod system? You said Armor 2.0 is kind of confusing as a lapsed player. And it totally is, even to me. And I think anybody, like, you kind of get it, but it's just annoying more than anything.
I didn't know about masterworking or, like, what it meant to masterwork something. I knew what happens when you get it. Like, you keep dropping little orbs, and that's really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, those orbs of light. Thank you, everyone on my team who has masterworks.
Did you masterwork anything?
No, because I didn't know which to pick. They're like, well, you kind of want to wait until you get a good roll for a weapon you like.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, don't worry about your armor, but only, like, focus on weapons. And I said, okay. And so I've just been waiting, and then I got the Festival of the Lost masterwork.
Yeah.
And so that's my masterwork.
Yeah, I got one piece of armor that I masterworked. I got a lot of weapons that I master because it's actually a lower price.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Just the pricing for armor is ridiculous.
It's very high.
It's absolutely right. ridiculous.
Very high.
And that's hard to want a masterwork at that point.
Yeah, because then otherwise there's the option of running the dungeon, which gives you a masterwork piece of armor when you finish it.
I still have a dungeon. I want to do so bad.
Oh, really?
I haven't had time.
Huh? Yeah, so you get masterwork armor from doing that raid.
Right.
Or sorry, not the raid, but the dungeon.
Yeah. A few more middle of the road. The end of the season didn't surprise me. I still have Destiny. This is from BMR. But I don't get my hopes up because I know the whole season is going to be grinding and constant balance changes. To be honest, I play mostly for the lore. All the stories are my favorite part of the game, funnily enough. That and making my guardian look as close to them being corrupted by the hive and darkness as possible. Nice. So basically, story and cosmetics. All right.
Oh, I have also...
You forgot the LOL.
No.
I laughed in real life. Okay. Yeah.
I've also, just to kind of agree with BMR there, I really like the hive stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Hive are really neat. Like, they're bug/witches enemies. I don't know. Like, it's just kind of... Destiny's enemy design are generally, like, really cool. For the Cabal, like, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're just really generic, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas they're everyone else has, like, very neat and interesting lore. And, like...
The Cabal are, like, big hippos with shields, but tiny hippo heads.
Yeah, but you ever see the image? This is from D1 or D2 Vanilla, but when it first came out and they shot off the Red Legion... And
without their helmets?
Not without the helmets, but they look like gerbils.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's somebody right. photoshopped Same a gerbil that. Head onto it, and it just looks... You can't unsee it after
Yeah, but the Hive as, like, an enemy type is really, really neat. So yeah. I've enjoyed facing off against them, generally.
I think you're going to like the dungeon.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It's a very spooky dungeon.
Yeah, and I really like one of the bosses in there. I think you're going to like him. Jason Vela says, the idea of taking the artifact away after we grinded a whole season for it, including bonus power, makes me feel like my time was wasted. Now, the reason I brought that comment is because this is something that I was curious about at the beginning of the season. I'm like, how are you going to feel when you grind for all this extra power and it's just going to be gone? And it has de-incentivized me from hitting max power of 960. And I also don't care about it. It got me high enough that I need to, that I can do all the encounters. And beyond that, I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, with the power increase you get from the artifact is not something that I particularly grinded for. Mm-hmm. It all just came as I was playing the game. I'm not plus 17 on the artifact, so it's not so much that I feel like my time is going to be wasted on the artifact. It's like that was time I was going to spend playing the game regardless.
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to find what mine was.
Yeah, and so when all that goes away, yeah, I won't have that light bump anymore, but who knows if 12. They're going to increase the soft cap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine's 12 power bonus right now.
I figured based on where you are in the season pass, solely alone, because the XP goes into the season pass also,
right?
You can kind of figure out, well, okay, if she made it that far, then she's probably around 12.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've just had a focus on it. Mm-hmm. It'll be kind of sad when it's gone. It's like, oh.
You'll be able to start over, but and I think I imagine they'll increase the soft cap if they increase the base light.
Yeah.
Assuming they actually do, but we'll see.
Somebody hit 1,000 power.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they had to do that?
The last one is pretty long. Major M said, slightly disappointed in just plugging in a new boss into the same activity, but I always saw Ikora's Vex Portal as a cutscene part of the story. I'm really, really disappointed about the Vex Offensive thing. That was on the roadmap, and it was literally the last thing of the season. That should have been a celebration of the season.
Because if you look at the roadmap that they gave us for Season of the Undying, it was all these cool, you know, like standalone things. It's like you're going to get this, you know, raid challenges, Festival of Lost, the dungeon, Altar of Sorrow. And then, Final Assault, you're like, man, I can't wait to see what that is. And then it's literally just the same thing.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah. It's really, really a bummer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's sort of what the commenters said about Season of the Undying specifically. And I agree with most of their points. And while I think the first half was really solid. It seems like Bungie had a first half, and then they just ran out of steam.
As long as your discount, because when you talk about Season of the Undying, remember, I said it last episode.
Oh, I'm excluding Shadowkeep.
Yeah. If you want to split Shadowkeep from that, but if we're talking about Season of the Undying in a vacuum, without all the Shadowkeep stuff,
for sure,
and Undying kind of sucked.
What was your thought for the community? Did you have one off the top of your head? What did you want to ask them? I think your perspective's going to be a really interesting one because, you know, we have all sorts of players that play and watch the show.
I was going to ask what are their favorite exotic quests.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because like I'm still kind of going back and hunting through a lot of them. Yeah. So I just, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have some recommendations of ones to focus on.
Favorite exotic quest. That's a good one. I like that because they can tell you what they've really, really
enjoyed. Can I tell you mine now? Or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Whisper of the Worm.
Okay.
If you don't have that one, you don't have that one, I imagine?
I don't think so. Yeah, the thing is, I love all the names. It's very hard to remember most of them.
Oh, yeah. So Whisper of the Worm, look that one up. That one is by far the best, like, I would even say, like, one of the best missions in Destiny. Just, like, the design of the actual quest in, like, the level you have to go through is actually really awesome.
I'm pretty sure I don't have that one.
Yeah.
I would remember it.
It was, it's a Warmind thing. So if you haven't done anything Warmind, then.
Okay.
Then
yeah.
I can't.
100% sure I have not then.
I can't remember which one it is, but either Thorn or Last Word was my favorite. There's not that many exotic quests.
Yeah. I know there, it's like very limited. There's a few. But
I don't. So.
I had a few of my.
I really like that weapon and I like the finale mission, but I don't like the overall structure of it.
Of which one?
Whisper.
What do you mean?
Whisper. Like
the mission?
The mission, the final mission is really cool, but the overall quest design. Is wait for a public event.
Oh yeah, sure, sure. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. Take away everything, but when you actually can jump into the level where you do to get Whisper of the Worm, then you're like you're in like a completely different and new area. Mm-hmm. The music is so make sure the music is up, and then like when you get to all the platforming, it's a very very fun mission.
Yeah,
platforming, you say.
Warlock.
Hello, warlock here.
Yeah.
Bring a sword.
Hold on. Okay. What jump are you using on a warlock?
I forget which one.
When you do that mission, turn on strafe glide.
Directional control.
Strafe glide.
Okay.
Strafe glide's the best.
Thank you, Miranda. That's all we really have for this week. It is a Thanksgiving week. I really like your question. So let us know what your favorite exotic quest was in Destiny 1 or 2 even, and why. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So we're gonna do the outro now. This is weird. It just ended so suddenly. Like I don't have anything else for this.
That's
week.
It. I mean, it's like we're in a lull.
It's
we
like
have
the, it's like the Shadowkeep ending.
This is like it's like wow yeah. We're
on, right just on cut off. Like are we done? We don't know.
We're in a lull in the game right now. So too, yeah. So like we got next week where we have all the good new information. So
Season of Dawn next week. Tune in, and until then, everybody, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.